Kathy's Wealth of Health, Healthy Digestion in Times of Stress, by Kathy McNeese. It is a familiar problem. Stressful events occur and our digestion goes to hell. For some, it means loss of appetite. Others will resort to binges on comfort foods. Diarrhea, constipation, bloating, and indigestion are other common reactions to stress. I fall prey to all of these as well, and over the decades have figured a few things out to help. First, minimize stress as much as you can. Second, don't allow the stress to send you off the rails in your food choices. If we can minimize the increase in stress hormones being produced, that is a step in the right direction. Maintaining an anti-inflammatory diet as much as possible is a good start. The following tips will reduce cortisol and adrenaline, which increase with stress. Limit as much as you can these foods: added sugars, processed foods, dairy products, gluten, too much meat, and refined oils. Rely more on non-starchy vegetables. Also, watch your intake of coffee and alcohol. If GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disorder, heartburn, or indigestion are the issue, here are a few suggestions. Foods that increase stomach acid problems include very spicy foods, deep-fried foods, tomatoes, onions, chocolate, citrus, carbonated drinks, cocktails, caffeine, and mints, especially peppermint, which relaxes the valve between the stomach and esophagus, allowing acid to come up to the throat. Also, limit canned and vitamin C-enriched foods. Foods that may help to reduce the acid are greens in all forms: bananas, oats, almond milk, coconut water, and cantaloupe. If the GERD is due to a low amount of stomach acid, seen in older patients with difficulty digesting animal proteins, 1-2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar in warm water about 15 minutes prior to your largest meals may be helpful. The more acidic medium in the stomach will cause the valve to close and not allow acid to go up the esophagus. Other mechanical things may also be helpful. No food for 3 hours before bedtime, as lying down with a full stomach opens that valve. Also, sleeping on the left side helps to strengthen the valve to stay shut. Sleeping on a wedge to elevate the torso may help. If certain foods or drinks, like spicy foods, caffeine, or carbonated drinks, cause you trouble, you may be able to offset the acid by including one of the above alkalizing foods or drinks, like coconut water or a green drink, while minimizing the amount of the offending food. Probiotics may be needed to reestablish balance in the gut biome. The best remedy for diarrhea is plain white rice. Ginger tea may also help. For constipation, increasing fiber, water, and activity are key. Also of benefit is a magnesium supplement, but remember that too much magnesium will lead to diarrhea. For gas and bloating problems, I like to use fennel seed tea. It is also beneficial for anxiety, so will reduce the stress along with benefiting the digestion. When stress hits, be sure to have calming tools in your pocket. For me, centering breathing, counting the breaths, peaceful music, or inspiring talks by my teachers all help get me through tough times without ending up with digestive distress. Calming foods that I turn to are oatmeal, brown rice, fish, green vegetables, and chamomile or holy basil, Tulsi tea. These are all rich in minerals that calm the nervous system. The scents of many essential oils are another powerful tool for calming. Lavender, rose, jasmine, neroli, orange blossom, bergamot, blue tansy, Roman chamomile, and rose geranium are my favorites during stressful times. May you have peace in your gut.